Siman Shin Sadi Gimel. The halacha of an Erev and Yom Tov that falls out on Erev Shabbos, and also making Erev Chatzeres Ma'ash Moshes. The Mechaber says in Sif Aleph, the Erev Chatzeres and Shtuf Mavois, you cannot make them on Yom Tov. So if Yom Tov falls out on Erev Shabbos, you should not make the Erev Chatzeres to Mavois for Shabbos then, rather you should make it on Thursday, the day before. And the reason Mr. Burr brings is because it looks like you're Masakin on Yom Tov. You're fixing something on Yom Tov with Tzarech Mocher from next day for Shabbos. And in fact, he says that even if someone made Erev Tavshilin, it doesn't help. If the Shilin doesn't help for this, the Ramad ends with saying this in Tavkuv Chav Ches. What is he saying to what Tzimah saying is to him? Mishmur says, sending us to Allah over there, that Eruv Tashilin, which allows you to Malach on Yom Tov Shabbos, does not allow you to make an Erev Chatzeres and Shtuv Mavois Yom Tov Shabbos. That looks like Masaka on Yom Tov Tzarech Mocher, and that's also a person to do. Well, if a person mistakenly made the Eruv Chatzeres and Shtuv Mavois on Yom Tov for Shabbos, does it work with Yevid? Mishmur brings Primogam, specific, he's not sure about that. Now let's say someone forgot to make the Erev Taka for Yom Tov. What could they do? So here, if Yom Tov fell off Thursday, Friday, like Thursday, Friday, Shabbos, we have sometimes Yom Tov, Thursday, Friday, Shabbos, the first days of Pesach, or Rosh Hashanah, Sukkot, and Shemirat Seres, and Terah. So then the Mechaber says, you can make an Erev on Thursday out tonight. If today is Chol, and not Yom Tov, my Erev should be an Erev. If today is Kodesh, this Erev is, what I'm doing now is nothing. Then on Friday, second day of Yom Tov, does the same thing. He says, if today is Kodesh, so then this is nothing. I already made Erev yesterday. If today is Chol, my Erev should work. Now the Mechaber says, not only works the Yom Tov Sheni Shagolius, for example, by first days of Pesach, like we said, or Sukkot, or Shemad, Seres, Chaster. But Thursday, Friday, Shabbos, or Rosh Hashanah, here he says it doesn't work. Because Rosh Hashanah, the cloud, today is a Yema Arichta. It's like considered like one long day of Yom Tov. And you can't say that the Manashach, between the two, one of them is not Yom Tov. Rather, it's all considered one big long Yom Tov straight. It's not a Suffolk. And therefore, one cannot do this trick, this Eitzah, this B'diabedika trick, which again, by Yom Tov Shagolius, rather do it before Yom Tov on Wednesday. But if you forgot, you could do a Thursday and a Friday. Mr. Burr says, make sure both times not to make a bracha. You never know which one's real, which one's fake. As long as the past, the matzah, the food exists till Shabbos starts, you have a good Erev Chatzeres. Siv Beis, both Erev Chatzeres, the Mavois, Mechaber says, you could do them in Ashmashas. Even if you're ready to make yourself Taisa Shabbos, you can still do it. That's Daniel Rachamah, the Ben Ashmashas. You know, it's Ben Ashmashas and it's Taisa Shabbos. Shabbos explains, still also works. Yesh Oysim, a second opinion holds, if you make Taisa Shabbos, then you cannot do it. The reason why the Holtz works, Mr. Burr explains, because you're a Kabbalah Beferish, that's more common than the Ben Ashmash that comes out itself. And the Mr. Burr brings in the Bir Agro, seems to pass like this, she thought you cannot do it on during Taisa Shabbos. And the Mr. Burr would sign back to Mereish Samach Aleph. Over there, he explains, that even though here it sounds like the Ikr Shita is Mekel, and only the Yesh Oysim are Machmer, over there, both Shitas are there, it sounds like the Ikr is the Chumra. That explains the Chilukis, so over here, Tom Kabbalah Shabbos of a Yachid, and then Renoit Lahakal with the Yesh Oysim. Mashagan, there's a Kabbalah Shabbos of a Tzibar, that's more Chomer, and then we Paskin, that doesn't work. As opposed to Ben Shmashas, there's no Kabbalah, then it for sure works. So if Gimel and Mechaber discuss somebody who's a Shliach of two different people, two different parties, from Erev Chatzeres, a Shtub Mavois, one of them he did by doing before Shabbos, but the food of the Erev of the Pascha in Ben Shmashas, the second one he did Ben Shmashas, and the food is around until Shabbos. The Erev worked. So for the first one that the Erev was eating Ben Shmashas, could say, oh, maybe it's already considered Laila after Shkia, there's already Chal Erev. The second one who did Ben Shmashas could say, oh, maybe it's still Yom, and the Erev is Chal B'Laila when it comes to Tzeis. You know, it's one Shliach for both. We look at each one separately, and if each one we can make them a Suffolk, since Erev Chatzeres, the Rabbanan, Mishnabur is a Suffolk, the Rabbanan Lekula. As opposed to if you made the Erev Ben Shmashas and gets eaten Ben Shmashas, there, it cannot be Megal. Mishnabur says to go that far to say that, look, I'll be putting down the Erev, oh, it's still considered day. The guy that we're going to eat, all right, it's considered light. No, that's a type of the sasa, and that much we're not willing to be a Megal.